In the Guantanamo region of Cuba, there's a style of music that's been around for centuries. It's called changui.
Long before it became a genre, changui was a word for party.
That's Gianluca Tramontana. He's a music journalist, broadcaster, and now producer of a new box set, Changui, The Sound of Guantanamo. He spent over 2 years traveling to Cuba, recording the traditional sounds.
It came out of the rural plantation communities of eastern Cuba, mostly the Guantanamo region. And on Friday, after workers would work the fields, they would start playing music.
Tramontana said the musicians had to improvise their instruments.
You know, in remote rural communities, you didn't have unlimited instruments. So it was homemade, spontaneous music. They would maybe grab a machete and a machete sharpener and scrape that to make a guayo sound. They might get a couple of dry gourds for the maracas, or they might even grab a cow's skull and the jaws, the teeth in the jaws rattle, and they might shake that. It's riff-based. It's different than most Cuban music, generally speaking. Cuban music is on the clave. It's straight time on the beat. Changui is very different. It's syncopated. It swings. And it's call and response.
Tramontana says as he searched for the sounds of changui, he found a lot of modern versions, but he really wanted to get to the root of the music.
So eventually I just had to go out to Guantanamo City myself. And what I found was a living, breathing culture. Changui is not really something you do. Changui is a life. You live and breathe changui. The changui musicians, they're born into it. And they're changuiseros from the cradle to the grave.
Like this group, Las Flores del Changui.
They're an all-female group, and they all come from the changui life. They all grew up in remote rural communities, and they all grew up around three-day changuises. Floridia, who's the band leader of Las Flores, learned to play tray from her grandmother, who was a tray player. And Floridia's daughter is in the band, too, so she's continuing a four-generation tradition.
Tramontana's recordings feature a number of changuiseros, but above all, they capture the spirit of what makes the music from Guantanamo so special. Hey.
It's communal, it's inclusive, it's largely improvised. If you have something to sing and if you want to participate, you can join in and sing and participate, and everyone playing the music will follow.
That's Gianluca Tramontana. He produced the box set, Changui, The Sound of Guantanamo, out on July 30th.